much about cars.
She
owns an old 94 Escort. That was a family hand-me-down.
Yeah.
You with me?
Okay, so...
So what she's got to do is she's got to drop the car off to get service because it's a mess.
Yeah.
And she's got to have a friend, a high school friend. She's in 11th grade.
Uh-huh.
Her name's Robin. And her mom and Kathy have been working with me. She said Friday morning she's got to drop the car off. And her friend has to come... She has to pick up her friend so she can get a lift. So she can leave the car there. Mm-hmm. You know what that's like.
Yeah.
That's a pain.
You know, dropping the car off for service. So that's exactly what we're going to do. And I'll let her get into high school. She goes to Rockland High School.
Okay.
You know where Rockland is?
Mm-hmm.
She's a junior in good standing, Rockland High School. So at 7:45 will be about the time she's in there. So I'll call her on her cell phone. I'll be from the garage. Well, I'll set it up. I'll tell you where I'm going.
Okay.
Because I don't think you know a lot about cars.
I know nothing.
I bet I could feed you stuff over the phone and make you believe you need this done to your car and that done to your car.
And that's when I always say, let me call my father.
Mm-hmm. See?
And call you back.
Yeah. She'll be clueless. Believe me. So her mom and Kathy wants to do this. So we'll get Robin throbbing. All right. It's 6:38. Call her right after this break.
Yep.
We're going to start the Nutcracker today on an 11th grader.
Okay.
And she's all nutty because she's got to get a ride. And she doesn't know anything about her car. She has this old 94 Escort. It's got to be serviced. So I'll be the mechanic. I'll be the service desk calling her from the dealership. It's 12 minutes before 8 o'clock. John Lander ready with the Nutcracker. Here's the call to Rob. I got the cell phone number now.
Okay.
She already dropped the car off.
Cool.
I think she dropped it off last night, and then her friend picked her up for school.
Okay.
You ready?
Got it. Good to go.
Her mom and her cousin Kathy are the ones that put me up to this, by the way. All right, so I'm calling from the garage where she's having her car serviced. Her 94 Escort. So many things can happen to a car.
Oh, 10 years?
Hello?
Robin?
Yeah.
Oh, finally.
Yeah.
Jeez, where have you been?
I was picking up my friend.
Well, I had to get to you right away because I can't continue working on your car unless you're okay a couple of things.
Okay. Well, I don't know anything about cars, so I don't know what that this stuff means.
Well, since you're a girl, I'll try to make this as simple as possible. Because, I mean, you won't know what the technical terms I'm talking about, right?
No, not a clue. You put the key in it and then it goes. That's all I know.
Is this your first car?
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
So you don't know what you're doing?
No.
We noticed that you need headlight fluid.
Okay. I don't really know any of this stuff. My mom knows this.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know any of this. She's the one who takes care of all this stuff.
Well, what if you're not with your mom out on the road?
I don't know. That's why I have AAA.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to have headlight fluid. So how much do you want me to put in?
I have no idea. I didn't even know headlights needed fluid.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not.
Oh, my God. What did I tell the guys here? Hold on.
Okay. Headlights need fluid.
She didn't even know that she needed headlight fluid.
I don't know. I have no idea what any of this means.
Who are you talking to?
Oh, my friend. Sorry.
Oh. Should I put a cord in?
Okay, if that's what it's supposed to have.
Now, tell me that your friend at least knows something about cars, right?
She knows some stuff because her boyfriend's a mechanic.
Okay. And ask her if she knows how much fluid goes in a headlight.
Do you know how much fluid goes into a headlight? She doesn't know how much, but she knows it needs fluid.
Everything in the car practically moves it.
Well, do you know that the plunger that goes in there, your plunger was stuck.
The plunger?
Yeah.
In a headlight?
Yeah. The plunger was jammed into the flux capacitor. I had to use pliers.
I didn't know that. I didn't know there was a plunger in a headlight. It was stuck? What does that mean?
Do you know that when I checked your tires, you had air in there from last summer? You never changed the air in your tires.
I don't know anything about cars.
You rode around the entire winter with summer air in your tires.
I have no idea.
You have a boyfriend?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm too busy with school and work.
A lot of people juggle school and work and still have a guy.
No, I don't want one.
Why? What's the matter?
Nothing. I just don't want one.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, my God. No.
And by the way, you're just about out of LSD entirely.
What is... What? I'm almost out of what?
LSD.
What is... What does that have to do with a car?
I mean, without that, you can't go on a trip. And do you know that every button on your radio is set to mix 98.5? Your cousin Kathy and your mom are playing a joke on you. This is John Lennon.
Yeah, it's not even funny. I hate you've just got nutcracked by the best nutcracker ever.
Yeah, okay.
You guys are
Robin's shaking right now.
Oh, God, that was too good.
We'll rename you Throbbin.
Yeah.
Hey, this-